Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, February 1st. After a little bit firmer tone this morning on the finally translated and clarified reports of China buying 5 million metric tons of beans, whether it was per day or, that kind of got sorted out, turned out to be 5 million metric tons over some period of time. Markets backed off a little bit from those initial boosts, although the wheat was able to rally and finish higher than the overnight session. So let's first take a look at corn. We got March finishing up a penny and three quarters at 378 and a quarter. That's down 2 cents on the week. December finished up 2 and a quarter cents, 402 and a quarter. That's down a penny on the week. And we've got the March beans now again trading just above all of the moving averages, but they're all except for the 200-day, which lies above a 387, but we have just been kind of vacillating back and forth around those moving averages as we kind of listlessly drift sideways awaiting the next news report and rebuttal. So corn a little bit lower again to finish the week, a little bit higher on the day. In the wheat, we got March up 7 3/4 cents at 524 and a quarter. Kansas City March up 9 3/4 cents at 508 and three quarters. Wheat traded below the 50-day moving average around 517, then back above the 100-day, which comes in about 523. We have been trading between those for the last couple of weeks. Also broke above a trend line going back to last summer's highs, rallied a few cents off of that, backed off down to the trend line again. So we're sitting right at the trend line and just above the 100-day moving average at 523 in the wheat. Kansas City March wheat finished up 9 3/4 cents at 508 and three quarters. So you had Chicago wheat finishing up 4 1/4 cents on the week. Kansas City finishing down 0.75 cents on the week. Taking a look at beans, which had rallied pretty sharply earlier on the news of the 5 million metric tons. March finished up 2.5 cents at 9.17 and three quarters. That's down 7.5 cents on the week, and well off the high of the day at 9.31 and a quarter. About 14 cents. And November finished up 1 3/4 cents at 9.57 and a quarter. That's down 7 cents on the week and about 12 cents off of the earlier high at 9.69 and a quarter. So again, as has been happening, we get a positive announcement about Chinese trade relations. You get a good bounce off of that. And then as there is no follow through, the markets and anyway, speculators are willing to sell into those rallies. So we will have to see if there is any follow through any more developments here. In outside markets, we had a good jobs report this morning, 300,000 jobs versus expected about 165. You've got the Dow Jones now trading just up about 40 points on the day. You got the dollar trading just about flat, 95.29. And you've got crude oil strong run a day, up a buck and a half a barrel, 55.29. For those of you who choose to be concerned about the Commitment of Traders report, which was released this week, we'll get into the Sherman and Peabody Wayback Machine and go to the week of December 24th. And the funds there were long about 98,000 contracts of corn, short about 17,000 contracts of wheat in Chicago, long a couple thousand in Kansas City, and short about 10,000 contracts in the soybean contract. So those will be updated, and in about a month will be current with the Commitment of Traders. Now that's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.